our studio, Bart Simpson herself. Nancy Cartwright is in studio. Now, Nancy and I were just talking before we went on the air, and we've had a past life together.
So. We have. It was the late 70s or the early 80s, and I'd come out here, and I was with my mentor, Dawes Butler. I met you at the time, and I'd heard about Charlie Tuna, and I was a student at UCLA, and listened to Charlie Tuna. Man!
Well, obviously, with a mentor like Dawes Butler, you just blew up as far as the business is all over the place with these voices.
Bart Simpson, for sure.
Absolutely.
What's happening, man?
Nelson Muntz, in two words or less. What does he say? The incredibly hot Mrs. Simpson. My mom works at Hooters.
Rod Stewart, the 70s with Charlie Tuna. What do you think keeps you going, Rod?
Oh, I don't know. Wine, women, I should say woman, sorry. Wine, women,
sorry. Yeah, it's you just are frozen in time, it seems like. You still got it.
That's
time.
A good album title. Frozen in time. No, I tell you what, I tell you one thing, I think I'm just really lucky, but if there was one thing I could pass on, I've never, ever smoked.
Good for you.
Never, ever, and I try and pass this on to my kids, but it's not working out. The five, six of them, two of them are pretty bad smokers, you know. I'm working on it.
Yeah, the number two song and the countdown of the top five hits on this date of 1978 at Shadow Dancing. Donna Summer had the number one hit. And as you heard on my show, after her untimely passing, she was quite a Renaissance woman.
Yeah, I mean, I do other things. Like, I love to decorate, and I love to paint, and I love to, you know, I like to do creative things. I love science, and I love writing, and I love inventing.
Oh, what have you invented lately, Eric?
Well, whenever I'm flying, I try to invent things. They're not always practical, but they would work, you know?
Uh-huh.
But I, you know, like, I invent scientific things for the skin, and to heal people when they're sick and gotten burned. And I mean, I just like, I haven't patented everything, but I do. But I am in the process of doing some of the patents on some of the things.
Number one.
The 70s. Charlie Tuna with the Peaches, staying alive.
Hey, Charlie.
Yes, sir.
You know what, Charlie? I hardly ever get to talk to you because I don't hear you very much. It's nice to hear you because, like I said, I work graveyard. And
you know why they call it the graveyard shift? No, really, seriously. They say because your body clocks, the normal human body clock, isn't set to be up this late. So, consequently, people die earlier who work this late.
That's nice to hear, Charlie.
I just thought you'd want to know why they call it the graveyard shift.
Yeah, I knew I made this call for a reason.
But don't worry. Those early birds, too, they say if you get up before 5 a.m., your chances of dying sooner escalate with that kind of activity, too.
Hey, Charlie?
Yeah?
Why do people call you?
That's War, Charlie Tuna in the 70s, the Cisco Kid. But guess what comedian Robbie May named his daughter?
April June May. Isn't that adorable?
That's great.
Some people go, that's a horrible name. Try to forget it. April May.
Yeah.
Can't forget that. People go, that's a stripper name. I'm like, that just shows you've never been to a strip club. Her name is April.
You can send her to her room when she gets older and say, March, April, May, right?
Exactly. March. March, April.
Thank you.
Charlie Tuna, bringing the heat. Bringing the heat, Charlie Tuna. March, April, May.